no flask. Every time she takes the flask. And no one around here is trying to give me a flask. I think it's because they're against morning drinking. But I mean, when you're up at 6 a.m., by 5, by, you know, 11 a.m., that's a full day's work. You need a flask. That's for a sip. Come on, people. Interviews get interesting after a flask. Anyway, we have books. I should talk about sensible things. Like, we have books. We wrote them with 15 other wonderful, beautiful, amazing, change your life ladies. We have And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. And I'm not saying the whole title, so the author out there who likes to hear the whole title, we out on you. And I thought being grown up was easy. We all thought it was, and then we figured out it wasn't. And I thought I could juggle it all. And I thought I did my journey alone, a compilation. And I thought I had it all figured out. Hey, cameraman, do not do a close-up. I got bags that could carry bags. Be allowed on a plane because I have to pay $100 per eye, but that's not important. Hollywood, I really would love this to be a TV show. So don't change a word. Just make the actor say the words and have me approve the set. And this is how we know it's a joke, because Hollywood would never do that. It means give that much power to our writer. And I thought he was the one. Yeah, and then we figured out he wasn't. And then we have our new series, The Misfit Guys, a sassy sway that leads to crooked foot friends. Try saying that three times fast. And then you guys, I have an announcement. Yeah, it's not really that big of an announcement. Anyway, we have another Misfit Guys coming out this afternoon. It'll be The Misfit Guys, the cocktails, soirees, and the LBD. It's our take on a cocktail book that'll change your life. And I don't mean the alcohol. I actually mean the writing. We have And I Thought the Workbook, and of course we have one of Jade's favorite things, the magazine, the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates. And guess who's on the front cover? Dr. Nora Charney. He's so smart, and he's hot. I don't know if I can say that. He's married. I should say he's nice to look at sometimes. Oh, we also have Just Right in Life, so please check out our docu-series, or since Jay's not here, our reality show, our reality TV show. Check it out on Channel 18 or on Amazon and catch the reruns. We're coming up with Season 2 in August. We got a long way to go because we got a ton of production meetings where Jade is yet again today. We're having fun with these meetings. Oh, yay! We're not here to hear about... Oh, you can find all that stuff on Amazon.com for the book. And wethought.com for everything else that we're doing, including the book festival that's coming up, all that. Anyway, you can find us there, but you know who you can't find there? Our wonderful, wonderful guests. Wonderful guests, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Priscilla Johnson, better known as Priscilla in the book world. Ultimate book maniac. How are you today, Mona?
I'm fine. She's a book maniac. I love book maniacs. Patricia? It's Priscilla and Patricia. Ooh, I love it.
I love it too. I love it too. And you make a wonderful third companion. I'm Patricia Sargent. I write romances and cozy mysteries and sci-fi.
Oh, wow. I need to learn from you.
I think I can learn a lot from you, my friend.
So everyone says the real money is in romance. And I was like, really? I want some. Writing a romance. It didn't work.
What happened?
The heroine loved herself and was like, screw you two guys. I'm going to go have a love life.
Oh, my.
And then I tried it again and the same thing happened. And they were like, that's not a romance book. I was like, it feels like romance to me. We should be talking about books and your upcoming events. And here I am chatting about romance. But Patricia, what have you written that we can write? Read.
Well, at the end of June 26th, my second cozy mystery, Peril and Prayer, a Sisterly Mystery, comes out. Mayhem and Mass, the first book in the cozy mystery series, is already available. And there, to see the complete list, I write as 3 different people because my mind just works that way. You can visit my website, patriciasargent.com, for the full list.
Okay. I will be there. Do you have audio? Because that helps.
Well, yes. Some of my books are available as audiobooks.
Okay, I'll be listening to them immediately. Okay. It's like an ASAP thing. I hope you're doing the romance thing it's just going to be like, you know, so Patricia, when I see you in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be like, so I read this book, this book, this book, this book. Priscilla, I'm sorry. Let's get back to you. You are a book maniac. What does that mean?
Basically, I am all over every book event, conference, everything anybody has. Here in Baltimore, if there's a book event or a book signing, you can guarantee that I'm going to be sitting front row center at that event. So I've just been known as the book maniac.
Oh, wow. I love this. Do you have your own blog or YouTube coverage? Because you can start capitalizing on that.
I had a blog not too long ago, but with the online book club and the traveling, I just couldn't keep up with it. But I do want to get back to it eventually, and mostly to promote the book club. So that's the big thing, the Stella's Book Maniacs.
So you guys have an online book club together?
Patricia is a member of the Book Maniac Club. We are about 80 members from all across the country, and our ages range from 25 to 72.
Better when everyone's like, so you got that one wrong.
show, we also have Acting Out, where the readers and authors get to act out the scenes in the book, which ought to be a lot of fun. Book cover charades, where you get to draw the pictures out. We have Reader Jeopardy, where we have questions from books, the stories, the card characters. So like I said, I'm trying to make it interesting. I forgot the scavenger hunt. I found interesting facts about the authors and the readers. So you got to go around and talk to people. It gives you a chance to authors to meet the readers, readers to meet the authors up front and personal to find out these unknown facts about each other. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You need to just take this thing national, man. No. Because all book festivals need to be reformed in this manner.
And you know what? That was one of the reasons of why I did it, because we go to so many conferences, and after a while, they become the same. And like we said, there's only so many ways to hear so many stories of how you wrote the story, how you developed the characters. So I wanted to make this fun and interesting for everybody. So that's what I'm hoping to achieve. I hope everybody has a good time.
I think they will. I mean, I'm having a good time in my own mind, and I'm not even there yet. So I'm coming out.
Yay!
Let's get to the traditional stuff, though. That math stuff. Who's speaking? Who's reading?
You know what? The romance field is huge. Authors don't get a lot of credit for what they do. A lot of people don't like romance, which I think is sad, especially with the time that we have now. So this is a way for romance authors to get out. A lot of them don't get publicity that a lot of the Caucasian authors get, which I think is unfortunate.
You're joking? Caucasian authors don't get publicity?
A lot of them don't, but like the mainstream ones are really out there. So this is another way for us to get our authors in. That's African American authors, and we do have some Caucasian authors that are coming out there, so the people know who they are to help promote them. One of the things that we also do in the club is create street teams for authors, and as street teams, we go out and do the early publicity for them for free, because you know they need help, and we want to spread the word about authors and get their books and information out there. So
as a narcissist, I gotta try to jump on that. I need a street team.
And Patricia, tell you, we'll get books out with you, promos for you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you need out there. If there's an event that the author can't go to, send us your promo information and we'll take it there for you and spread the word. That's one of the good things on the street teams.
That is amazing. You guys are doing awesome work. Patricia, you're doing an amazing job continuously writing. I'm looking forward to listening to your books this weekend. Anything you want to say in conclusion? I've had so much fun, and I have three more questions, but I know my time is up, and you're at work, and so the least I can do is try to wrap it up correctly at the right time. Any more things you guys want to say? Last words, and of course, where to find you, where to get these tickets?
Yes, well, again, you can go to our website, www.CillasBookManiacs.com. All of the information is there. The event, again, is at the Conference Center at the Maritime Museum, and that's in Lithica, Maryland, 692 Maritime Boulevard. And the event starts, the free book event starts on Saturday, June 23rd, from 12 to 4. So please come out. The authors that are being there are Bridget Midway, AC Author, who's a local author who everybody loves, the Donovan series and the Paranormals. Who else we have? The line is Layla Kai, Patricia Maria Kennedy. There's so many authors, I can't get their names straight. Midway, Renee Flagler Daniel, Nikki Taylor, Letitia Lovely, Keith Thomas Walker. So it's going to be a lot of walkers. And Patricia Sullivan, so please come out.
This sounds wonderful. Patricia, anything else?
Well, I would recommend that you start with fast drink. My personal thing. One of my personal things. It's on
tape. Okay. I'm
looking forward to seeing everyone, especially you. It'll be nice to meet you in person.
Same here. I love meeting romance writers. They are always so much fun. At the Baltimore Book Festival. But yeah, I love reading romance authors. They're so much fun. They're like some of our favorite people that we have that we know. Like, romance authors are just awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You guys, I guess it's about time for me to wrap this up then. I am Winona, Alona behaves herself in this video. Only this video. Make sure you say this. I don't want people thinking I behave myself all the time. That's just not right.
Yeah, we don't want to spend false rumors.
Exactly. And so you can find everything that we're doing at andwethought.com. And lastly, I'm going to say that you guys remember that we support charities, and we have three charities that we proudly support. So when you go to andwethought.com, go to the ladies tab, go down to the middle of the page, and click on those three charities and proudly support them as well. And I'm going to ask you to support one more thing, which is Bookmania in the next couple of weeks. This is going to be awesome fun. At least try to come see us. Yay. We hate it when you don't, because we get cute for no reason.